One thing I've learned since starting this podcast, when you start showing people how deep you can go, you learn how many are afraid of heights. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado, but this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK, and if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is, love you, mean it. Love you, mean it. It's Valentine's week, and I feel the need to address one word, love. What the F does that word mean? Now, I may have told you this story before, but I'm going to tell you again. In 1995, I was on a student summer exchange in rural Russia, and the national pastime was bootleg cassette tapes. We would raid stop after stop, bringing back heaps of dollar cassettes wrapped in plain white labels with Cyrillic stamped unceremoniously on the front. We would ask our translator to tell us what it said, and we would guess what song would actually start when we hit play. My favorite? Она вернулась, which means she returned. The song that started playing was Baby Got Back. It's a big difference. My 16-year-old brain was stuck on this concept, on the distance between the words we say, the words others hear, and how vast the distance can be between the two. It can almost be as wide as the distance between the right answer and the true answer, where we say the right answer over and over and over, hoping at some point it will become true. As if that's how that works. I wrestled with that simple word, love, for years. What does it mean? How do you know if it's real or performed? Especially if you aren't sure your experience in this world has been, in fact, loving. The Russian language has no less than 12 verbs for love, and all different kinds of it. Romantic love, superficial love, mild respect, adoration that has potential to blossom. See, Russian verbs are interesting because they indicate either stasis, it is what it is, or motion. It is what it is right now, but is in the process of becoming something else. Kind of like a Pokemon that's about to evolve. Or rather, in hindsight, yeah, that was never destined to grow. That was never destined to progress. The translation of every single word that I just indicated, all 12 Russian verbs of love, basically, when translated to English, become love. That's it. We don't really differentiate in English, which can make things very confusing. The same word explains the fondness we have for a favorite book, a hobby, a pet, or the person we do nasty things with. It's no wonder we have no idea how to direct that verb towards ourselves. Self-love is an odd concept because cultivating it requires us to do all the things we've been taught to avoid. Taking pride in our abilities, noting the things we like about ourselves, taking credit for our accomplishments, looking for opportunities to reinforce those beliefs about ourselves, looking for opportunities to feel good. This has been my experience as a woman, that I couldn't be loved if I needed love too much, that I would never be loved if I loved myself too much. In my 30s, the thought emerged that no one could love you until you first loved yourself. I almost wanted to find a Russian translation so I could get a better idea of what my best next step would be. When you're going to find the original Russian, you are not winning at life. Cognitive behavior therapy provided a roadmap. I would set a timer and spend 5 minutes looking myself in the eyes every single morning, complimenting myself on anything and everything, whatever came to mind. I had to find nice things to say to myself about myself. It was awkward as hell at first, but before too long, I was saying to myself all of the things I wanted to hear, the things no one else would say to me, the things I never heard. I was giving myself credit for work that no one saw me doing because I'd been trained to hide it. And I was recognizing how good I actually was at things that no one wanted to talk about. So when I reconnected with a grad school classmate a few months later, and he would talk to me as though he saw me the way I wanted to be seen, as though those parts of me I had that I thought I had to apologize for had never been problematic, I finally understood that love doesn't have to be one thing. What I needed to understand was what I wanted and what I needed love to be. 9 years later, even on our worst days, I'm still sure. So, the mantra. In a week when we are surrounded by messages of love, love that we might not recognize because we've never experienced anything quite like it, if you find yourself sad or confused or just feeling bad about yourself, I want you to hear my voice in the back of your head cutting those thoughts off at the pass like a Mack truck on the interstate saying, love you, mean it. When you get home, take a second to look in the mirror. Pause, look yourself right in the eyes, then say, I love you. In that moment, if a part of you collapses, if the dam breaks, if you feel really awkward and the tears start to flow and you don't know why, stay there. Stay there. Stay in that moment. Stew in that awkward. Then say it again. While looking at yourself, this part's important. I love you. Keep coming back to this moment, and you'll learn what you need love to be, which makes it a hell of a lot easier to find elsewhere. And you won't think less of yourself when you truly start to accept it.
You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzlenut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.